in the prophetic prayer chamber tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. There's a word for you. I believe it. That one that just turned this broadcast on a few minutes ago, it was not by accident. It was a divine appointment. And if you will join us in the prayer chamber on tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, you will not be the same. All you have to do is call area code 318-754-0001. That's tonight, 7:30 Central, 318-754-0001. Meet us tonight. There's a sound of a plentiful rain coming to your life.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Jesus is going to do his followers the same way. Just as they didn't know Jesus, they ain't going to know us either. So don't be surprised if they reject you too. And God love also is different from the world. They love one another who love each other. They see them. They don't love nobody that don't love them. Have you ever heard anything like that? But that's what they do. Why Jesus loved even those that disobey him. And then John went on to emphasize, live. Does the word precede the advancement and the happiness of a genuine followers of Christ? They don't see that happiness in them. They don't see that joy in them because they choose not to see it. Amen. Little does the world think that the poor and the humble ones are the favorite of heaven. They don't see that either. Little did the world think how great a person was one sojourning here, that the maker of it was once an inhabitant of it. They don't see that either. Hallelujah. Little did the Jewish world think that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was one of their blood and dwell in their land. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Get happy, Barbara Herman. You got this going on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, I don't need no crowd. Just give me me and Jesus, and I'll show you how to have a party. He came. Remember, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. He came to his own, and they crucified him. And also, and let's tell you, so if we, don't feel bad when you've been rejected. But when Jesus have anointed you and have appointed you, it don't matter what man think of you. But you just got to be sure you don't miss the blessing that is under the anointing, under the power, and under the Holy Ghost. Because you can, it'll fall on you, y'all. It'll fall on you. So that same person you reject, be careful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Reverend Herman. And here in verse 2, it says that we are the sons of God. We have the title and the spirit, and we have the right to the inheritance of a son by adoption. Hallelujah. Even for Christians, this perception is a spiritual one, because there's no physical eye, no physical evidence of it that can be seen by the eye. So we don't understand it, because it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, since we are sons of God, we are to walk by faith, live by faith, hope in those things that we do not see, and trust God until he come again. But one thing we do know is that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Reverend Herman, how would this marvelous transformation be accomplished? I'm so glad you asked. The answer is just one look. Oh, Jesus. One look. Let me say that again. Y'all ought to be up shouting, because all it's going to take, one look at Jesus, and that transformation is going to take part. Just to look at how he is. And then by looking at him, we'll be able to be just like him, because it changes right then. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 21 says, our vile bodies should be made like his glorious body. All those scars that I may have, maybe little bumps everywhere, I won't have them no more. My body will be just as glorious as Christ's body. Now, it didn't say we was going to be like him. It says that our body shall be like him. Glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 3, I'm coming to a close. Says, everyone who has this hope of seeing Christ and of being like him, purify his own self. Yet, as Christ is pure. Now, this does not just, it does not say just as Christ purify himself, because Jesus never had to purify himself. For why? Because he is pure. So he talking about himself. He talking about us. With us, it's a gradual process. But with Christ, it's a fact. So the word of God, coming to a close, the word of God purifies us. In other words, if you continue in the word, remain in the word, abide in the word, praying in the word, that word will start transforming your life. It'll start cleaning up that old nasty mess that you got in the inside. And then you'll start seeing Jesus. You'll start being like Jesus. You'll start acting like Jesus. You'll start living like Jesus. And you'll start speaking like Jesus. When the enemy make you mad, say, God bless you. Jesus wouldn't curse him. God bless you. And if it's anything that I can do, let me know. See, that's when you walk in righteousness. That's when he's abiding in you. That's when he's giving you revelation of his knowledge more than what's in that word. Oh, Jesus. That's when that supernatural come on that natural and make you act and think like you're going crazy. Because he living in the inside of us, y'all. We have to get to the place to walk in holiness when there is no holiness around us. They still got to see that light in us. Yes. This is a good time to beat up Reverend Herman. You do anything you want to Reverend Herman. Because I got that light that say no matter what you say, what you do, how you act, I still love you. Because I want my light to be shining. Not when I feel like it. Not around who I want to be around. They're the main one I need to shine it to. Let them know I'm a child of God. I've been born again. That born again means that my heart has been recreated. I don't have the same heart that I had when I came into this world. And when I came into this world, I had a wretched, corrupt heart. But now my heart is pure because I've been seeking him. So now you can continue. Now you can walk in fellowship with one another. Now you can love those that don't care. Hallelujah. So think on those things. Think on what we're going to do until Christ returns. One, watch and be ready. We see what's going on. Our eyes see it. And then while you're watching and be ready, get in position. There's a revival coming. And God gonna allow those that's been out there so long come running asking, what must I do to be saved? And then the second thing, be encouraged in the face of death. Death not the end of the story. It's just the beginning. Because when you die in the Lord, you got joy. Unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. And you're going to see your love once again. They're going to be recognizable. The preacher can't tell you that when they preach it when somebody passed. You'll see them again. And today's last topic, continue. See, you'll see them again if you continue. Continue in this word. Continue in loving him. Continue in getting a closer relationship with him. So he can lead you, guide you, and direct you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 See, devil, you defeated again. You thought I was going to stay home and mop up water. I done mopped up the Holy Ghost in me because it done stirred up. Jesus. So I ain't going to stand up here all day. If anybody received that word and y'all want to change in your life, let's go. Yeah. You may not have been thinking like you used to think, or may not have been thinking pure, but this is the time to get it right. Amen. Hallelujah. So the door is open. Come. Come if you need prayer. Come, and if you just say, I'm tired of being sick and tired of my life. I want Jesus in my life. Because when you got Jesus, that's all you need. When you want to be sad, you can't be sad, Sister LaWanda. I have every reason, but I don't linger. See, that's what we got to fight against. Lingering on what we going through. See, if the enemy can keep you in that, thinking about, oh, I wish, or oh, I should have. That's the enemy. Tell him, you didn't win. You're not going to win, and I have the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End and the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
In my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez.